Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now you're listening to Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
2-2 from Merriweather. That ball's launched to left field. Way out of here. Sox take the lead.
That was a blast. His 32nd of the year. He's driven in his 66th. The Sox have the lead late. And win, no win, it really doesn't matter. That one was hit a mile.
Bellinger leads at second. Swanson away from first. And the 1-2. Swinging a drive toward right center. Back goes Robert. Back near the stands. That ball is gone. A game-winning home run for Chris Morrell. Can you believe it? Listen to this crowd.
Opening day is tomorrow.
Woo!
And you should go see Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi. They're doing their show from 10 to 2 at Wings and Rings on Halstead. The Score and Modelo are bringing the show to Wings and Rings as they get you ready for the White Sox season opener.
Man, that open got me going right there, Tony. That Morrell homer to end Cubs White Sox at Wrigley when he rips off the jersey and then his teammates rip off the undershirt.
Yeah.
That was the best baseball moment of the year.
Yeah. It was.
I mean, Cubs fell apart in September. There were other Cubs moments, but that was both teams and both fandoms there. I was fortunate to be in the crowd. That was electric and outrageous.
It was fantastic. It was a great moment. We'll talk to Nico Horner coming up in an hour. Hopefully there are some more moments that are great this year. Right, there's the Morrell homer. There's the Talkman catch.
Talkman catch was amazing, but it was on the road, and we were not unified watching it. That one had the in-house electricity.
So this is always a fun exercise. It's more probably more fun when there are more debates and the two teams are closer, right? We dream of, like, what's the thing that this city has never seen? The Cubs-Sox World Series, both teams being good at the same time. It's a rare treat. Like, I mean, you've been doing this a lot longer than I have in this town, and, I mean, I know you've only gotten it a handful of times.
Yeah, but this is the exercise that leads to, or at least it used to lead to, well, is it Mark Grace or Big Frank? Is it, you know, Derek Lee or Paul Konerko? Is it
Konerko.
Jose Abreu or Anthony Rizzo? Like, who wins that job?
I'll give you Rizzo there.
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe not.
No.
Yeah.
You know?
Who was nicer to the people in the clubhouse?
There he is.
Abreu.
He's gone now, so I can say it.
Yeah, you can.
So, this year, how many, like, Luis Robert's an obvious one, right? Luis Robert would be your center fielder.
We need to define the exercise.
Okay.
Because if we're talking about purely starting nine, that's different than this guy could make the Cubs roster. You know what I mean?
As a backup?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I guess we have time, but...
So let's do the starting nine first.
I don't really want to necessarily do the 26-man roster.
No, but there's a couple of guys who are going to lose battles in this way on the White Sox roster, who I'd like to have on the Cubs roster. You know what I mean? So let's...
Yeah, well, yes, there are obviously... Yes, there are players on the White Sox that would make the thing better. But I'd like to do a projected opening day lineup.
Okay.
Like a starting nine.
Okay.
and a five-man pitching rotation.
Okay, let's do that then.
That's 14 spots, and then mm-hmm. we can get into anything beyond that.
Okay.
So I was trying to think about it like
center field, Luis Robert over Cody Bellinger.
Yes.
Yes, but I'm tempted to move Bellinger to first.
Different conversation.
Point.
That's fine.
I like that. Like I like playing around with the tools you have. Shane says no, you can't do that. But I like that as an exercise. But you're trying to build the best team possible, right? That's
yes.
what we're trying to do here.
Yeah.
I changed my mind.
Well, no. Bellinger's going to play a ton of first base.
He is.
It's not. It's not like a gimmick. Starting Taysom Hill at tight end and then taking his passing points in fantasy football or something. Mm-hmm. How many games do you think Bellinger's going to play at first base? 50?
Yeah, I mean, Bellinger won a gold glove in right field, which is hilarious. And here we are talking about him as gold glove caliber in center and gold glove caliber at first. He's just a damn good baseball player.
Okay.
But I give you Luis Robert in center. Absolutely.
Okay.
Right field.
Seiya
Suzuki is your right fielder over the combination of Dominic Fletcher and Kevin Pillar. I think we can agree with that.
Dominic
Fletcher has a nice little upside. He's 26. He's going to be 27. Came over from Arizona. But yeah, that's Seiya's spot in right field.
Do we want to do it position by position, or do we want to just say, who's the next White Sox position player that has an argument?
Well, I think we should build it position by position.
I agree. In left field, Andrew Benintendi could play for some teams, but I would still take Ian Happ over Andrew Benintendi.
And obviously Eloy.
Happ walks a ton, you know, and Happ is better defensively than Benintendi.
Definitely, but yeah.
And as a switch.
And can play many more positions than Benintendi can.
If need be.
Yep.
You can put Happ in center if you must. Yeah. So I think it's Happ and Robert and Suzuki around the outfield.
I think that's probably right.
Okay.
First base, we're going Bellinger.
I can't take Michael Bush over Andrew Vaughn. You'd take Andrew Vaughn in that situation. Even Shane, who doesn't like Andrew Vaughn.
Yeah, not a fan. 2 years ago, I called him the best pure hitter on the team.
Mm. He's a sweet swing.
I was wrong about that.
I think 2 years ago I said they should trade him while they still have value.
Yeah, you did.
That looks good.
Say a lot of level-headed stuff that makes sense in the moment and later.
I don't know if
But I remember Tanny also said they have the guy who won the batting title on the team. And
yeah.
That was the peak for Tim Anderson.
Yeah, true.
True, yeah.
Yeah. But he did win the batting title.
Yeah, you messed that one up, man. Well, idiot.
No. Let him play this year. Let's see how that looks.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Inspired by Luis Arraez. I'm going to go 1-2 in the National League for batting average.
Nico is our second baseman.
Nico at second base over Nicky Lopez.
Nico V. Nicky.
That's
okay, real
right.
quick, while we're on the topic of Nico, programming announcement.
Yes.
Nico's going to move back to 525.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
So we're going to do Nico at 525 today.
He's a diva.
it's so high maintenance.
The bus is leaving a little late,
uh-huh.
And he said, I'll push it if you want me to. I said, dude, this isn't the movie where you drive the bus, where Keanu's
push
on the bus.
The bus?
Also
speed.
1994. That was on the list.
Yeah.
Speed. Yeah, this isn't speed,
Cans.
Brother.
It was Cans.
We'll be safe and push it back to 525.
Wait, was he saying he would move the bus for us?
Yeah, push
the
bus.
No, he said it's safe to move it, like the time, but he would try to push it if he could.
Nico's moving
like
a bus?
Okay.
He's so strong this offseason.
Okay, so shortstop. Paul DeYoung.
Nico at second base. Mm-hmm. Shortstop, Paul DeYoung
or
Dansby Swanson.
I'm going to go with Dansby Swanson.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Any objection?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Here's where it gets interesting
again. Well,
yes.
I thought
it's more interesting than that.
They play third base on both sides.
They put
of town.
Him on a bus.
They put Yohan Moncada on a plane. We all had punchlines.
Not
for that.
Fast enough for some.
It is Yohan Moncada at third base.
I think it is.
It is.
I do too.
And yeah. then
said earlier that you would take Morel's WAR over Moncada's.
So if I can speak for speaking, like we this is assumed health, right? Like, you know what I mean? This is like these guys at their fullest potential, assuming they're healthy. I think Moncada is the better player, does more things, switch hitter, better defender. But you know, I also would pick Morel to have a better season, higher WAR, but also before just building a team just on tools.
Yeah.
I'm going Moncada.
You have to, but I would like to now move Morel to DH. Where I would probably take him over Eloy.
I wouldn't.
I don't think I would either.
Nope. It speaks. He's not proven enough. And I know Eloy technically isn't either, but he's done more for longer.
Yeah, I know.
I think you guys are going to be really upset about Chris Morel. I think you really will. Tanny, mark that.
Crazy high strikeout rate. Absolutely. But when he hits it, he hits the bejesus out of it.
When he hits it.
Hey, no, but that continued in spring training. It continued in spring training. Eloy was, you know, healthy last year and didn't produce as much as you'd like for the most part. I hear you, though. If you want Eloy, I understand. Morel could make the bench. Morel will be a hell of a bench bat on this team.
Morel projected 1.7 WAR with 25 home runs at Fangraphs. Eloy projected 1.9 WAR with 29 homers.
Awfully close.
I was ready to like refute that. It's like, oh, we're trying to build a ball club here, because I just thought, I assumed Morel would have a higher WAR, but I guess not. But like, you know, you're trying to build a ball club, trying to win games with tools and traits, and I just like the power, the opposite field power of Eloy. And also Eloy will go up the middle if he needs to.
Yeah, no, Eloy is a much better pure hitter than Morel, without a doubt. And Eloy has tremendous power. I'm disappointed in what has happened. So, yeah, no, all right, so Eloy is your DH.
All right, so the team is 3 White Sox and 6 Cubs?
Well, we didn't do catcher yet, right?
Yep, Corey Lee.
Oh, right, yeah, we have not done catcher.
Caro.
Good point. It's a valuable position.
Yeah. No, I think it's Yan Gomes. Martin Maldonado is no longer what Martin Maldonado was, where the soft factors could overcome the 190 batting average.
I'll take Amaya.
Oh, interesting. I was going to just ask before we talk about Amaya, what do you guys feel about Yan Gomes this year? Like, no way he's going to have that good of a year as he did last year. Last year, he was amazing, obviously, and he's a smart, good player, but like catchers usually don't profile to age and still produce at that level.
He's always been a good hitter, though. Yeah, Yan Gomes is always profiled as a good hitter. I think he's going to catch less than last year. So I would take both Yan Gomes and Amaya over Martin Maldonado and Max Stassi.
It's not Stassi. It's Corey Lee.
Going to be Corey Lee?
Yeah.
This team has no edge, no leader.
Corey Lee made the opening day roster.
Well, because Stassi's out with a hip injury.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So Corey Lee made the opening day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you said he made the opening day roster?
Yeah,
all right, cool.
It's interesting.
Just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page here.
It's all right. It came out during the show. Easy to miss. It's the White Sox.
I mean, I keep thinking about what Carter Hawkins said to us at convention when we, you know, it's a great Cubs convention question of like, hey, who's the guy that no one's talking about? Who's the guy that could jump for you guys this year? First name he said it instantly, was Miguel Amaya.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's a spot where they're going to get production that is maybe not being expected,
yep.
I'll trust the good organization that's willing to put the expectations on the kid at the premium position.
I hear you. So around the diamond now.
So we have no agreement on catcher? Or who am I writing into this line?
No, I'm comfortable with Yan Gomes.
With Yan Gomes.
Yeah.
Yan Gomes is the best of the bunch and the most accomplished of the bunch.
And I'm with Danny on Amaya.
Because we're trying to say who's going to have the best season this year, not who has accomplished the most in their career.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the goal?
Yan Gomes is 73. He's had more time to accomplish more.
Yeah, I mean, so I would vote Amaya, but because that's what we're doing, right? We're not doing who's done the most. We're doing who's going to have the best year at the position.
So we have 2 Amayas and 2 Gomeses.
All right, yeah. who do you want me to call? Phone a friend. Who do you want me to call? You guys move on.
Okay.
I'll find someone to call, and
Barry
we'll
Rosner.
Have a tiebreaker.
Bruce Levine.
Benetti.
No.
Barry Rosner.
Barry Rosner.
Barry Rosner hasn't watched a baseball game in 3 years.
Which is why we call him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
he's completely bailed.
We'll get a master's pick from him too.
Yeah, he'll give you a golf. He'll give you a golf thought. It's 100% correct.
All right.
Ask how his daughters are doing.
All right.
All right. Good talk.
Okay.
So Gomes or Amaya? Okay. You want to do starting pitchers? This is where I'm going to shock you, because I've got a White Sox pitcher that I'm putting in this rotation. I'm so excited about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I mean,
I only have one.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't find it to be that shocking.
Should have done this 2 weeks ago. Have another one in there.
Yeah, Dylan Cease would have made the team.
Definitely. Yeah, but the point is to do as close to opening day as possible, buddy.
All right, so we need 5 pitchers.
All right, so Steele is in.
Yeah.
He's our opening day starter. We're in agreement?
I think so, yes.
Okay, good.
Kyle Hendricks?
I mean, he would not be the second name for the Cubs. I would not expect Kyle Hendricks to have the second best season of Cubs pitchers.
I think he I think it's plausible. Where would you go for the two? Shota?
Probably Shota. But right now I want to go to Barry Rosner on the hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Barry.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
We're trying to build a White Sox and Cubs like mashup roster for this year.
It's an original idea, don't you think?
Yeah.
Day before opening day, try to put this together. This is the state of radio.
And so we figured.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I remember this from like 1982.
Yep, absolutely. That's why we kept getting these checks.
How did Joust do it then? You know.
Big fights between Jerome Holtzman, Joust, and probably Van Dyke and Goddard would be my guess.
Rest in peace to Dave Van Dyke as well. Tough news.
Yeah, and Goddard, I think a year or two ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Way to bring the room down.
That's why we didn't call them. We called you instead.
I don't know what made you think I'd still be here, but yeah, I am.
So yeah, there was a debate at who our catcher should be. Two people voted for Yan Gomes. Two people voted for Miguel Amaya. Shane said, "Who should we call to be the tiebreaker?" Originally, we thought of a current baseball reporter, but then we thought it'd be funnier to annoy you. So, who should be our Chicago catcher, Yan Gomes or Miguel Amaya?
Well, you're right. You're definitely annoying me. I've never heard of Amaya. Who does he play for?
He's also on the Cubs.
Folks, Barry Rosner is one of the most knowledgeable baseball humans I've ever dealt with. And we correctly guess. You haven't watched a game in what, 3 years? 2 years?
Three years. Amaya, I've never heard of. Yan Gomes, he used to be on Cleveland, right?
Oh, very good.
Yeah, good for you.
Well done.
Yeah, that's all I know. Does that answer your question?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, Yan Gomes, and who's going to win the Masters?
I hate to say it. It's such a ridiculous answer, but, I mean, if Scottie Scheffler putts, he's 10 strokes better than everyone he's playing against right now. It's stupid how good he is. His irons are like Tiger in his heyday. It's really scary right now. I wish I had something interesting to tell you, Danny, but he's so much better than everyone else. If he putts average, not good, if he putts average, he's 10 shots better than everyone he's playing against.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane to watch. Barry, you're the goods. Thank you for answering the call, sir.
See you, boys.
All right. That's Barry Rosner.
You know, that's the best baseball thought he's had in 3 years.
Yan Gomes played on Cleveland.
Yep, nailed it.
All right, so are we not factoring in that he thinks it's Omar Omaya, the Irishman?
Paddy Omaya. Love that guy.
Okay.
Oh, God. So Gomes wins with the Rosner tiebreaker.
All right, I get it. Track record. Trust.
Yeah.
I'm arguing with the logic, you know? He did play for Cleveland. I wonder if Barry knows that they're the Guardians now. Don't get him started.
He might not. He legit might not know.
Okay.
Good for him.
So Justin Steele.
Yeah.
Shota. So you think Hendricks is going to have the second best season of any Cubs starting pitcher? That would make me very happy.
Yeah, maybe Shota. They'd be right there. Well, so anyway, I would take Steele, Hendricks, Shota, and Jordan Wicks. I'm a big believer in Jordan Wicks.
Over Tyone.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because then I get to my White Sox player that I would take. Folks, Eric Fetty is going to have a good year. That's going to be the best pitcher on this White Sox team over the course of 2024. Eric Fetty went to Korea and completely changed what he used to do in Washington, added a sweeper, a split changeup, got a better feel for the sinker, dominated in Korea, 20-6 record with a 2 ERA, 209 Ks in 180 innings, and he's got the same teacher with his workout partner, Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants. His teacher is Brian Bannister. This is why they went out and got Eric Fetty. And I believe Eric Fetty, who started the year hurt, so I guess he can't be on our team, technically.
I mean, Tyone's hurt too, right?
Yeah. But yeah. I'm a big...
You'd skip a start.
Yeah, right. We'll skip one start. You know, we can go six man if we want. You know, you want Garrett Crochet as your opener day starter? Give that up for Mully. But yeah, give me Eric Fetty in the rotation. All opposed?
I think I'd take the Cubs five.
Yeah, this is making me incredibly sad because the White Sox, always you could count on them having a solid rotation of known guys.
Ooh, not anymore.
And now we're talking about Imanaga, who hasn't, you know, pitched one ball in anger, as Mac would say, in the major leagues, and we're going to put him number two in the rotation. Hate it.
I mean, they again, just I have the projections up on Fangraphs. Mike Soroka is
Soroka.
Soroka, excuse me, is number one. There was a Soroka.
Yeah, Soroka and Soroka. Yeah,
Soroka. Garrett Crochet is two. Drew Thorpe is three, and Eric Fetty is four.
Wow.
For White Sox projected WAR.
Drew Thorpe is in the minors. They don't even have Chris Flexen and Nick Nestrini. Nestrini, who they got from the Dodgers.
Nestrini is five, and Flexen is six.
Yeah. In terms of
projected, you know,
if Thorpe were here, I just don't know when Thorpe is gonna come up, and I'm a big fan of Drew Thorpe. He's the one with the wipeout changeup.
But I think I would take Steele, Imanaga, Hendricks, Wicks, Tyone, and just take the Cubs starting five.
Yeah, I understand.
Over any White Sox starting pitcher.
And I would take Fetty over Tyone right now. I'm high on Fetty.
And I think you'll feel differently tomorrow. I think Garrett Crochet is going to show people something tomorrow.
Well, Crochet has tremendous stuff. And it's just a question of whether he can really be a starter, which he hasn't done since like he was a sophomore in college.
I mean, you saw in spring training and in Shohei's first at-bat what he did to Shohei, right? I would absolutely bet on Garrett Crochet to continue that.
I'd like Garrett Crochet in my bullpen now. Oh, bet. I get it.
Yikes.
All right, who's the closer?
Barry.
Not anyone on the White Sox.
Adbert.
Yeah.
Adbert, I'm intrigued by Kopech. But you know, yeah, Adbert is a closer.
Do you want to go through here and like we could do some bullpen, but also just like some guys that would actually help the Cubs?
Yeah, well that's the thing. Like we need four bench players. We need four bench players here.
All right.
And maybe one or two bullpen people. But yeah, there's some White Sox that would absolutely help the Cubs who have lost their spots.
I would hope so. They're a Major League Baseball team.
Are they?
I would hope so.
Yeah, they are.
It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Honored to be on their show earlier today. Danny and Matt do an excellent job interviewing people.
Afternoons on the score.
The White Sox. They're one of the key sports franchises in the city.
It is quite an endorsement from Kevin Warren. We'll talk to Nico Horner in an hour. There were some big crack slippers yesterday, especially from Matt Eberflus that we didn't get to. You'll hear those coming up at 5 o'clock. But as we build this team.
Combo platter team.
Luis Robert in center. Ian Happ in left. Saya in right. Bellinger is the first baseman for the All-Chicago team 2024. Nico Horner at second. Dansby Swanson at short. Yoan Moncada at third. Eloy's the DH. Yan Gomes, tiebreaker, going to Barry Rosner, is the catcher. We did not reach an agreement on the five starting pitchers, but I'll defer to the host of Hit and Run, and we can put Eric Fetty in there with Steele, Shota, Hendricks, Wicks. Steele, Shota, Hendricks, Wicks, and Fetty.
Well, why don't we go ahead and put those extra starters in the bullpen? Tyone and Crochet, give yourself those arms.
Yeah, sure.
And
so Tyone, Crochet.
Yep.
Adbert. Neris.
Hector Neris, for sure, I would say.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it gets interesting. There's going to be some arms that we'll check out. This kid, Steven Wilson, who the White Sox got from the Padres in the Dylan Cease trade, may end up being somebody who impresses the hell out of you. Then they flip him at the deadline. Jordan Leisure, the other Dodger they got as part of the Lance Lynn stuff, to the Dodgers, along with Nestrini. Jordan Leisure might impress you.
I mean, Ben Brown, we haven't said. Julian Merriweather, we haven't said. Yeah. Javier Assad, we haven't said.
Put Merriweather on the team.
Yeah, right.
And Assad. And Assad. Because Assad, the thing about Assad is that he was exactly the same guy as a bullpen piece that he was as a starter. Just freaking remarkable in that way. Like exactly the same numbers. And just incredibly valuable. Every team needs a guy like Javier Assad.
So that's nine starters, obviously. Five pitchers is 14. Then Tyone is 15. Crochet, 16. Mm-hmm. Adbert, 17. Neris, 18. Assad, 19. Merriweather, 20.
Need a lefty. Who's a lefty in the Tanner Banks? What about Banks?
Smiley?
Luke Little? Yeah, probably Smiley. I'd say Smiley.
Luke, we'll go Luke Little.
Really?
You know why. Former Traverse City Pits bitter.
There it is.
There it is.
All right, Luke Little.
White Sox fans have given you Luke Little.
Yeah, all right. So four bench guys?
Yeah. Did you get to 20 or 21?
I got to 21, yeah.
Okay.
And I know it's 26. So Morrell's on the bench.
Yeah.
For sure.
So we can do five bench guys then. Look at that. We're loaded with bench guys.
So
yeah.
Morrell's on the bench.
Morrell's on the bench. I would argue Andrew Vaughn on the bench.
Yep.
Andrew Vaughn on the bench. I think you'd like him better than Garrett Cooper, who has more power, but Vaughn is a better hitter. I would put Andrew Vaughn on the bench.
Okay.
So and I always wonder, what happened to Gary Cooper, the strong, silent type?
Made the team. That's what happened.
Benintendi?
Yep.
I think I like Benintendi on my bench better than Vaughn.
Well, but you need... Well, I guess Vaughn, you're talking about Vaughn or Wisdom, because Wisdom could play first and third.
Well, in that case.
And has more pop. So I could see you arguing that.
You don't think you just want like a good at bat off the bench? Benintendi has no place on this team with 26. The guy signed the biggest contract in White Sox history, and he can't make a 26-man roster this town?
I think he'll bounce back this year. But you know, if you're looking for tools and traits off the bench for you,
yeah,
I like that better.
Yeah,
better. Andrew Vaughn, like, it's like, oh, at least he's got a bat, does he?
Okay, so who's our bench now?
So Tanny wants to take Vaughn off.
Yeah,
but
we can do that. Can have Vaughn. That's fine.
No. Vaughn.
I mean PCA, defense and base running.
He's not on the roster.
I mean, I don't know. One of the fastest dudes in the game can't be on our bench.
I mean Horner. Oh no, we took him for second. Sorry.
We took Nico for second.
Nicky Lopez on the brain.
Yeah. As one would.
As one does.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Bush.
You might want Michael Bush in that lefty power over Vaughn. Yeah, give you an extra lefty with pop on the bench. Yeah, so Morrell, Benintendi, Bush. How about Wisdom?
How about Talkman, if we're going last year? How about Talkman? Tanny calls him the Palatine Pounder.
I don't know. Benintendi and Talkman is some combo overkill. Although you trust Talkman in center. But you got Bellinger as your backup and center on this team. That's the beauty of the roster. The flexibility.
And Morrell. Morrell can play center too.
Yeah, in a pinch. I think Benintendi over Talkman. So Morrell, Benintendi, Bush, and Wisdom. We missing any White Sox? I'm sorry, Paul DeYoung, but I'm just not that interested.
Well, anyone in our farm system, Shane, our good old farm system, if Dan's going to want to have PCA who's not on the roster?
Colson Montgomery?
Yeah, I mean, if we expand to the 40-man, then I think the White Sox have more promise at the position player level than the Cubs do
hard,
at the position.
Yeah. Hard disagree.
Disagree?
Hard disagree.
Okay, well, I have a baseball show on the weekend, so...
Matt Shaw is an absolute beast. Owen Casey is when you expand that. Mervis would be on a lot of rosters after what he showed in the spring.
I'm trying to win ball games here. These are all lottery tickets.
What did Matt
sides.
Mervis show last year?
Yeah, not
he
a
showed
lot.
That he can't play baseball.
That's why he's not...
He showed that he's really good signing shirts at obvious shirts with PCA, but no good at baseball.
Yeah. No, Shaw and Casey, you know, big time over Ramos, and I'll give you Montgomery because it's shortstop. But boy, Matt Shaw's an absolute beast. We need the other catcher, so we'll take the second Cubs catcher,
Miguel Omaya, from Cork County.
Oh Jesus!
Oh Jesus, Mary and Joseph, Miguel Omaya here. Great at rocking the curveball.
Don't say the things we usually say.
Oh Jesus,
accent.
Mary and Joseph. You bloody
Panamanian, the Irish Panamanian, Miguel Omaya.
Jesus,
Miguel Omaya.
He's a little fat boy over there.
It's de-escalated quickly.
I like it. It's where it should be. We're debating the 24, the backup catcher.
Yeah, we are.
On our fake Cubs Sox team.
Uh huh.
I like it.
I like it. So how many White Sox we got? Because we're done with the bench now, right? We got Omaya out there.
Well, I've only written in Morrell, Benintendi, Bush, and Omaya. Did we?
Morrell, Benintendi, Bush. Put Andrew Vaughn on the team.
Let's get through this because we got the guys from WFAN here. They've got their fake New York team, and we're going to battle it out here.
Oh, good.
We're going to play out some games, simulate some games here.
That's right. And then the KNBR guys are here with their entire Giants team, and Brent Rooker made the bench for their team.
This is a guy who did a fantasy draft last night, if he can now name an A.
Yeah, well, I got two. Mason Miller and that bullpen. You want him. And we're done with naming ace. Matt Spiegel, if you don't stop naming ace. Harlem Pepper, if you don't stop naming ace. Coming back there.
We got some, you know, we don't have a lot of White Sox.
All right, so how many wins does this team have? 88, 89?
No.
83.
Over.
More than that.
Over.
Over. Over.
This is a 95-win team.
I think so.
It's, yeah, 92, 92 and a half. I'd set the over-under on this team at 92 and a half.
If you combine two Major League Baseball teams and one of them is by itself, the Cubs are supposed to be an 86-ish win team. You're saying that adding Luis Robert, Yoan Moncada,
yeah,
Eloy, Crochet, Fetty, Benintendi, Vaughn to the Cubs.
It's a good team.
Doesn't get him into the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. Shane Vaughn or Wisdom there as your last guy off the bench? Wisdom gives you a lot more defensive flexibility on the infield.
I still think it's Vaughn. I still think it's Vaughn. I do.
I guess Vaughn could play corner outfield. We did learn that over the past couple years. Or excuse me, Vaughn will take the assignment of playing corner outfield.
Wait, so you
that was,
like...
That was a repressed memory. I didn't want to
sorry
revisit.
Sorry about that.
Then I started thinking about him like at third base a little bit.
Right field. They put Andrew Vaughn and Gavin Sheets out there as essentially a platoon in right field.
In their World Series window.
I had completely wiped from my memory that Andrew Vaughn played left field.
Left and right. Right.
Completely wiped it from my memory.
Outrageous. Egregious. Disgusting.
Preposterous.
Yes. Insulting. Insulting.
That's where Ichiro played.
Yeah.
Larry Walker. Oh, yeah. Vlad Guerrero.
Jesse Barfield.
Roberto Clemente's position.
Look at that.
Went to Andrew Vaughn.
Raul Mondesi. Oh, Pep, if you don't stop naming right fielders.
Jermaine Dye.
Sammy Sosa.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Dominic Fletcher.
They put him out there. It's even more interesting than that. All right, well, this has been a good exercise. This
is, the White Sox, man, are not going to be good, huh?
Would a horse be better in right field than Gavin Sheets?
If he
very
fly.
Sweet man.
What horse? And how old is the horse? That's what I want to know.
Born in January.
How the hell do you get a horse from Ireland to here and ready to race?
Well, it's even more interesting than that. They fly them. They put them in a plane.
Yeah, that's not more interesting. Fact check, that's
every
not.
Every time I play it, I'm hoping it gets more interesting.
I'm not.
Not yet.
It does not.
That's kind it's of one of those clips you hear a better thing every
that's
time.
That's what you get on White Sox Weekly.
Connor's inflection.
Stop.
I love Connor.
Don't
do that. Connor.
Don't do that.
I was hoping he was listening because he often is.
He always is. I'm going to get a text in 10 seconds.
That's fine.
I hate to blow up a spot, but this is the Superior Afternoon Show.
Everybody knows it.
Okay.
Except Nielsen.
It was the way to get
again,
here.
Again. What?
We will talk to Nico Horner.
Yeah, we will.
At 5:25. We'll hear from Matt Eberflus at 5. And there's a potential comedy tragedy that's about to occur. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.